sind der anderen Feuer, Herr im Herzen mir. Hell möge es brennen, lieber Heiland dir. Was ich bin und habe, soll dein eigen sein. In deine Hände schließe fest mich ein. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell, du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Beten, hilfst aus aller Not, Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott. Wollest mich bewahren, wenn der Satan droht, du bist der Retter, Herr von Sünd und Tod. In der Welt nach Dunkel leuchte mir als Stern, Herr, bleibe bei mir, sei mir niemals fern. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell, du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Beten, hilfst aus aller Not, Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott. Bald wird uns leuchten Gottes ewiges Licht, freue dich, Seele, und verzage nicht. Lass die Klagen schweigen, wenn der Sieger schaut, fröhlichen Glaubens, unser Herr kommt bald. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell, du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Beten, hilfst aus aller Not, Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott. Ich glaube Gott, es wird schon noch geschehen, was er mir zugesagt. Sein Wort bleibt fest, wird nimmer mehr vergehen. Das Wort wird unverzagt. Wohl hört die Welt, sie kann mich nicht verstehen. Ich fürchte nicht den Spott. Ich werde Jesus als den König sehen. Ich glaube Gott. Ich glaube Gott. Ich glaube Gott. Soll ich nicht ihm vertrauen? Der mich so reich beglückt. Auf das, was doch vergeht, kann ich nicht bauen, weil es ja nur betrügt. Wohl hört die Welt, nicht siehst du immer sauen,
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, for today's devotion with Brother Frank from Zurich, we greet all believers worldwide in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Time flies. The first 6 months of 2023 will be over next week. The coming of the Lord is very near. We are deeply thankful to the Lord that we are still allowed to gather in this place undisturbed to hear God's word from a cold mouth. We cannot thank God enough for calling and setting Brother Frank to bring the last true, pure message to his church, so that the last may now come out. Brother Frank has emphasized over and over again that he has done all that he needed to do, and the Lord himself will now complete his work of redemption in this last time. The best is yet to come. It is the best, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We have come today in great expectation to experience the Lord as mightily as the early church did on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. May God be especially gracious to us this afternoon to use our existing faith so that the Lord can work the miracle when we dare to stand on the Word. God's Word can make things happen today as it has done in the past. Before we pray, I would like to read a word from Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. I read verses 14 to 21. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole fatherhood in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the divine plan of salvation, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Alle Geschlechter aller Zeiten der Ewigkeit. Amen. Möge dieses Wort,
may this word be revealed to us all in this last time, especially verses 16, 17 and 19, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man,
ausgerüstet zu werden, damit Christus,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith,
euren Herzen nehme und ihr,
that ye, being rooted and grounded in love,
festgegründet da stehet.
Verse 19.
Und die alle Erkenntnis,
and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Erfüllt sein mit der ganzen Gottesfülle gelangt. Soweit
so far this precious and holy word. Let us pray.
Himmlischer Vater,
Heavenly Father, with all my heart, I thank you for allowing us to gather in your name this afternoon. We look up to you together from where our help comes, so that our souls may be still. For from you alone comes our hope and our comfort. You are so faithful. Your mercy never ceases, but is new even this afternoon. We praise your name and glorify your presence. Beloved Lord, open the windows of heaven over us and work to the depths of our hearts until all is destroyed that is not like you. May the Spirit of the living God sweep through all our weaknesses, Lord, raise and form us until we may have your mind by grace. Bless and strengthen especially the bearer of the word, our beloved brother Frank, and anoint his lips through which you speak to us. May your word now accomplish what you will send it to do, so that no one may go away empty-handed. Lord, teach us to pray as you did with the disciples. We thank you that you hear our prayers. Comfort your people and bless and heal all after spirit, soul and body. May your wonderful name of Jesus be highly praised and exalted. Amen. I too would like to greet you all warmly from Zurich. It is truly the grace of God that we can have these meetings, and that truly all around the world can listen and participate in the preparation for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Brother Baumgartner has read a mighty word. And brothers and sisters, we may just say it. Never has the Word of God been so revealed as in our time. And we are very grateful to the Lord for that. And as I just said, from Zurich, we just especially greet all the brothers who translate into other languages. And we are grateful that the meetings can also take place here in Zurich. This is the time when God's people can no longer stay at home, but must attend the meetings, because the Lord speaks to all of us through His Word. And if I may mention that, I am simply overwhelmed when I think that the Lord God was able to use Paul in a special way to write everything that concerns the church, whether it is the epistles to the Romans, the epistles to the Corinthians, the epistle to the Galatians, the epistle to the Ephesians. Everywhere, God's holy word, God's plan of salvation has been set forth. And we are just thankful that God could use Brother Branham in our time to express what Paul had been revealed by God. Because he too has been commissioned to preach the word. It takes a divine calling to carry out a divine commission. And we may say, apostles and prophets were called, commissioned, sent by God to proclaim what God had decided in His whole plan of salvation. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we will have to emphasize that we are not living in the days of the Reformation, where God has made a new beginning after the more than 1,000 years of the dark ages. We all know how the first 300 and 400 years passed after the coming of Christ. And we know what happened in the next 1,000 years, up to the 7 Crusades. How many millions gave their lives because they did not want to and could not belong to the Roman Church. It was simply a time when every citizen in the Roman Empire had to belong to the Roman Catholic Church. Both state and church belonged together. But since the Reformation, God has really made a new beginning, and we have gone from revival to revival, deeper and deeper, all the way to the Pentecostal revival in our time. And now comes the completion, and the return of the Lord is really within reach. We will now go into some points. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. To this we can say Amen. Before the man of God wrote chapters 2, 3 and 4 and on, he put the main thing in the very beginning. And we would like to do the same. We will still come to chapter 3. But for now, let's read on for a moment. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. We say Amen to that too. Before the foundation of the world, before the fall happened, before anything could happen on earth, God purposed the plan of salvation before the foundation of the world. And brothers and sisters, whoever cannot believe this will not be there when God completes his work. Faith is the condition for God to fulfill the promises made to us. Abraham believed God, and in the same way we believe God and will see all the promises fulfilled. Yes, chosen before the foundation of the world. And now God is bringing his plan of salvation to completion, and we may have part in it. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 1, verse 5. Ephesians 1, verse 5. In love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, this was the main purpose, that God would have sons and daughters come forth from him, not created by him, but begotten by the Spirit and born by grace, sons and daughters of God. We all know, even the angels were called sons of God. In Job 1, the sons of God gathered together, and the enemy came and was also in the midst of them. But these were all created sons, all created. But now came the new, destined for eternity. Thou art my son. Today have I begotten thee. And so God made the new beginning in the New Testament through the revelation of God as Father in the Son. And therefore, brothers and sisters, it is written that he, the Redeemer, would reveal the name of the Lord to his brethren. Psalm 22. He is not ashamed to call us his brothers. And the Savior said, I ascend to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. We have been begotten by the same Holy Spirit and born again unto a living hope, and have received the adoption of sons. We are sons and daughters of God, and we know at the return of the Lord, the mortal body will be changed, and we will receive the resurrection body. Let's read on. Here you go. We read from Romans 9, verse 26. Romans 9, verse 26. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. We say amen to that too. Already prophesied in the prophet Hosea in the Old Testament, that the Gentiles, who had no part in the promises God had made to Israel, that you, who are not my people, will be called sons and daughters of the living God. Oh, how beautifully Paul revealed this and left it for us. We just rejoice that our faith is anchored only in the Word of God. Thanks be to the Lord. Please read on. We read from Ephesians 1. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Thanks be to the Lord. He has purposed what must be done, and he does it according to his good pleasure. He has personally determined what is to become and what is to be done, and it has been done and will be done by his grace until the completion. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 1, verse 11. Ephesians 1, verse 11. in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
Amen.
Amen. In Him we have become partakers of God's own possession. It is not a theory. The whole redemption is a divine fact. And we thank God with all our heart that He has so pardoned us, that we believe not only in repentance, in conversion, in renewing, in being born again, in being filled with the Holy Spirit, but in the whole plan of salvation of our God, which He is now bringing to a completion with the Church, from the nations, with Israel, and then with the whole world. Everything is now coming to a completion and will reach its climax. Let us read on. We read from Ephesians 3, verse 3. Ephesians 3, verse 3. How that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
Amen.
Amen. How that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is not enough to go to a Bible school and then hear the interpretations of the teachers. No, each one personally must be given the revelations concerning the plan of salvation. Just as each one must personally experience his conversion, his new birth, the baptism with the Holy Spirit, so we personally may now receive the full revelation, and we may say, without exaggeration, as it was revealed to Paul, so it has been revealed to me, as it was revealed to Brother Branham, so it has been revealed to me. Paul is not writing to the apostles who wrote the epistles. He is writing to those who will read the epistles. He is writing to us. The word is addressed to you, to me, to us, beloved brothers and sisters, worldwide, so that the same revelation may be given to each of us by His grace. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 3, verse 4 and 5. Ephesians 3, verse 4 and 5. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Blessed and praised be the Lord. The same, really the same, we can say today. What has not been revealed in times past, since the Reformation, in all the revivals, and there were revivals that God had given, and all those who believed at the time of Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, Schwenkfeld, Erasmus, and whoever they all were, experienced God personally. One could only believe what was preached, because faith cometh by hearing. And all those who believed what was preached to them in their time, that is what they experienced. And so we see that in every revival, the Lord has gone deeper. Wesley did not just preach conversion or repentance. He preached sanctification, consecration, that the believer must consecrate his life to God and live for God. And then, in the Pentecostal revival, not only that conversion and new birth and sanctification were experienced, but the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Everything has been revealed step by step, but never before has that which has been revealed to us in this time been proclaimed to the people of God. And I say it with a sincere and honest heart. All these great men of God were reformers. They were evangelists. They did their part, but they were not prophets. And whoever reads the book of Acts, God has set in the church the different ministries. You can read it in Ephesians 4, verse 11. And if you read Acts 13, you will find that there were five prophets and teachers in one church. In one church. Acts 13, verse 1. Five prophets and teachers in one church. Yet in all these years, since the Reformation, there has been no prophet. But for our time, for the last period, no reformer is promised, but thus saith the Lord, I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall restore all things. That is the promise for our time, and whoever finds grace with God believes not only what has been proclaimed in the past 500 years, but what is now being proclaimed to the people of God. And in our time, no new denomination is coming up. In every revival that took place in the past 500 years, a new denomination emerged. Here the Lutherans, there the Wesleyans, there those with John Smith, Baptists, Methodists, all the different ones, Mennonites, all of them. New denominations have always sprung up. right up to the Pentecostal movement. But now, no new denomination will arise. Now, the calling out of all denominations is taking place, namely, ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Everywhere, unclean things are left behind, unclean doctrines, unbiblical teachings, unbiblical practice, all have remained in the revival meetings. Let us take and say it again. Also the doctrine of the Trinity. Is it possible that on the one hand people have been pardoned by God, but on the other hand have remained in error, have remained in all the teachings? That is incomprehensible to me. Everyone has adopted the doctrine of the Trinity and the triune baptism. Tell me, why? Because it was not yet revealed, but in our days, and I say it again, as we have read it, what had not been revealed in ages past has been revealed to us in this time. This is no longer the time when some things are to be reformed, but when everything must be brought back to its original state, in doctrine, in faith, and in everything that belongs to the plan of salvation of our God. And brothers and sisters, that is why the Lord told me on the 2nd of April, my servant, do not establish local churches. I have preached in 170 countries, but I have not planted local churches. God has used brethren in every country and city to call believers together to hear the revealed word. But as Brother Branham also said, there will be no new denomination. And then he gave the example. Now the question is no longer about the church. Now the question is, who belongs to the bride church? For it is written, behold, the bridegroom cometh, and they that were ready entered into the marriage supper. Now it is no longer about a church. Now it is about the calling out of those who belong to the bride from all the churches, who will then be sanctified in the word of truth, who will bring respect and accept the ministry that God has given us through Brother Branham and be corrected and set right. And so the bride of the Lamb is now being brought into complete conformity with the bridegroom at the end of the time of grace. And we thank the Lord that Brother Branham was commissioned to bring this divine message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. And that has happened. All nations, all languages have heard the last message. And the last is like the first. God has brought us back to the beginning. Not one false doctrine is in the restored bright church of Jesus Christ. All have come back to the Word and are sanctified in the Word and then sealed with the Holy Spirit. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 3, verse 8. Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. To this we also say, Amen. We all know the promises were addressed to Israel. But then came the fulfillment of what is already written in the prophet Isaiah 49. I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that my salvation may be made manifest to the ends of the earth. And Paul was directly called to bring the message of salvation to all peoples and nations. And in Galatians 1, together with Barnabas, he reached out his hand to Peter, James, and John, shook hands, and said, You will be active for the Jews, and we will be active for the Gentiles. God also made sure that the time came when the gospel came from the Jews to the Gentiles. And the time is coming when God will return to Israel and will make the damage well with Israel. Everything has been foretold in the Holy Scripture, and everything is happening. And that is why Paul spoke of the mystery of God's counsel over and over again. Count how many times he used the word mystery. Oh, thanks be to the Lord. Thanks be to the Lord. That every mystery has been revealed to us in the context in which it belongs. Here you go. We read from Romans 11, verse 7. Romans 11, verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest have been hardened.
Die übrigen dagegen sind verstockt worden.
This too is a precious and holy word, although it hurts. It hurts when God speaks and people harden their hearts. And that is why it is written, harden not your hearts. And that is why it is written, today, when you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Out of Israel, God could only take those who truly believed, and those were the elect. It is the same now with the nations. Only those who believe God now and really believe the promises for this time from the heart belong to the elect and will have a part in what God is doing right now. Here you go. We read from the prophet Jeremiah 29, verse 13 and 14. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 and 14. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. We are thankful for that too. After all, we have personally experienced that the Lord God has brought back His people Israel, who were scattered among the nations. And since 1948, we have once again a state of Israel. If you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you. And if ye repent, and we see it, the time has come, Bible prophecy has been fulfilled. The people of Israel are in the land of promise. And we thank God who fulfills all the promises. And we thank the Lord for saying, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. God has a way with the bright church now, and then with Israel. Everything God has in preparation, and everything is happening according to His plan and will. Here you go. We read the last scripture from Ephesians 1, verse 17. Ephesians 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I repeat myself. Here the apostle writes to us who read what he has written. The word is addressed to us after all. And we thank the Lord that He has given us the spirit of revelation. It is really only the Holy Spirit who can and does reveal all things. Didn't our Lord say, I have yet many things to say unto you? How be it, when the Holy Spirit is come, whom I will send to you, He will guide you into all truth. And so it took place. Let's summarize what this is all about now. God has a plan of salvation that He is carrying out. And the main thing was that He will have sons and daughters who will be around him for eternity. The main thing was that he will set up his kingdom on earth as king, where there will be no more Satan, nothing, only one kingdom, and that is the kingdom of God. This is what the Israelites were waiting for even then, because it is written, "Behold, your king is coming to you." But they should have read first, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God." The Jews and the men who read the Torah at that time did not read anything about what must happen first. They read that the Lord will come as king, settle accounts with the enemies, and establish his kingdom. But that was not what it was about then. It was first about our Lord, who is king, as Redeemer, first accomplishing redemption, so that he can set up his kingdom with the redeemed, but not a kingdom in this world. No. How grateful we can be that God has given us the grace in every respect to place everything biblically. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us say it again. God sent John the Baptist ahead of the first coming of Christ. And you can read all the scriptures. Isaiah 40, verse 3. Malachi 3, verse 1. Luke 1, verse 17. Matthew 11. You can read Matthew 17. You can read everywhere how John the Baptist's ministry was biblically placed. And when he was asked in John 1, "Are you Elijah?" he said, "No." "Are you Christ?" he said, "No." "Are you that prophet?" he said, "No." And then the question, "Who are you?" And then the answer in verse 23, "I am the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a highway for our God." He knew his commission, which was grounded in the scripture. And that is why it is written in Luke 1, "From the mouth of the archangel Gabriel, who gave the promise to Zechariah that John would be born, that he would go before the Lord and make ready a people for the Lord." This is what the archangel Gabriel said when he announced the birth of John the Baptist. You can read about it in Luke 1. Brothers and sisters, even in our time, we have gone back to the Word of God with everything we teach, up to the precision of what is written in Malachi 4, in the last two promises. It is written in the first, "He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, That was in the ministry of John the Baptist. That's how it is written in the New Testament. And the second, he will turn the heart of the children, of the children of God, to the fathers, to the apostolic fathers, and prepare a people for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us say it clearly today. Elijah called the people of God together on Mount Carmel and rebuilt the altar of God that had been torn down and offered the sacrifice. And then he told the people, if Baal is God, serve him. But if the Lord is our God, then serve him. And the Baal priests cried out, making wounds on their bodies. And there was no answer. But then the prophet Elijah addressed his prayer to the Lord God and pronounces the glorious words that I have done all these things according to thy word. According to the word of the Lord, he called the people together, rebuilt the altar, offered the sacrifice, and therefore he could say that I have done these things according to the word of the Lord. And then came the answer of God. Brothers and sisters, even in our time, it could and can be said, Brother Branham rebuilt the doctrine of the 12 apostles and put everything upon the lampstand. And he could say that I have done all these things according to thy word. And so we believe that the Lord God will give a wonderful, not only revival, but gracious visitation by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the latter rain will fall, that the Lord himself will make the finishing, and we will all rejoice and exult, and the Lord will take us into his glory. Brothers and sisters, we have heard the last message. Let us say it again. What was not revealed in the past 2,000 years has been revealed in our time. Remember, it was only in 1963, in March, that the seals were opened. Until then, the book of the seven seals was closed and sealed with seven seals. But in March 1963, the Lord revealed the seven seals to Brother Branham. Brothers and sisters, many things could be said. All of you who believe the message know of what God has done in our time. And we have heard the last call, received and believed the last message. Now, just a word to all who are going through special trials. Again and again, we hear bad news. Everywhere are hardships in families, in marriages, everywhere, with the young and the elderly, sickness, hardships of various kinds, misunderstandings, this and that can be heard everywhere. But beloved brothers and sisters, we go through all these trials and we will come out as victors. We will be victors through the blood of the Lamb, through the Word of God, and by the testimony of Jesus Christ, which we have believed from the heart. We have not only believed in general, but we have believed from the heart. And John, after all, had been taken to the Isle of Patmos for the sake of the Word of God, for the sake of the testimony of Jesus. And Brother Branham was sent in our time for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. And we thank the Lord that we have been given a summary, an introduction, and that as we read directly in Ephesians, in the opening chapter, that the Lord has made known to us the mystery of His will. God has made known to us His will for this period of time. We know what God has ordained for this period of time. It is written here, and that is why it is so important that we give thanks to the Lord God for the Word of God, for the testimony of Jesus, for the blood of the new covenant, for the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. You who have to go through trials, do not despair. In a little while, it will all be over. Be steadfast. Stand firm in the faith. Despite all trials, believe the Word of God with all your heart. Our Lord has promised to walk with us. Whether we have to go through water, through fire, it doesn't matter. Though we have to go through many trials, He goes with us, and we will come out victorious, overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We, as the blood-bought multitude, testify to the Word of God, which we believe with all our hearts. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God. And once again, all from Switzerland send you greetings in all nations and tongues. And once again, to all the translators and all the ministers of the Word, distribute the fresh food and give thanks to the Lord, that we may witness the completion by grace. To Him, our Lord, be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Auf der Trost sein Reichs man nie.